Hello, happy internet people. This is Miri, and I'm continuing on with the AMA for the Christmas Project with the voice of Taylor, otherwise known as Dulcet. Also, this is me, so it's raw, unfiltered, unedited audio. So this is how we actually sound. Isn't that cool? Say hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Okay, so I've collected these questions. Two of the questions are slightly unrelated, but because the people asked me related questions, I'm rewarding them by asking them. And then okay. The final question is so out of left field, I had to ask it. So
Okay.
All right. So first question, what was it like collaborating on this project?
It was pretty wild, honestly. It's unlike most collabs that I've done, but that's not saying a whole lot because I haven't done a ton of them. The last collab that I did was actually live recorded, and so going from that to sending in audio clips was really different, and getting to talk to everyone just kind of in the little Discord server we had going was just really good vibes, and it was a lot of fun. Whole lot of fun.
Didn't know the last collab you did was a live recording. That's really cool.
Yeah, it was very stressful. Some points.
Was it scripted or improv?
It was scripted. Thank
okay,
God.
Okay, so that's a bit easier?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What kind of audio equipment did you use?
So for the Christmas collab, it was the very last audio I recorded on my Yeti. Nowadays, I use an Audio-Technica dynamic microphone, so I really should have recorded the Christmas audio, I think, on the dynamic microphone, but I had already recorded a couple of things on the Yeti, and I was like, I don't want to go back and record more, so.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So what was it like being brought into this project?
I got a message from Miri at it was 10 o'clock at night or something like that.
Oh my God, was it that late?
It was pretty late. It was, I remember it being distinctly late. And it was just this, I'd seen Miri around, just I've seen her scripts floating around every so often. And I was like, oh, I somewhat recognize this name. They want me to play a character. That's pretty fun. So I responded. I was like, hey, that sounds pretty cool. It kind of depends on a bunch of things. And all of those things lined up. So that's how I ended up on this project. And
now that you've said how late it was, I actually think, because I was doing a search with Eli where we had all these clips from people.
Mm-hmm.
And we were listening to them back to back, so I'm fairly certain it was this person's great, right? Yeah, this person's great, right? You should message them right now, not even bothering to look at the time.
It's fine. I was awake anyway.
That's good. I suppose. Well, here's the real question: would it have been weirder to wake up to that first thing in the morning?
I've woken up to some pretty weird things from my GWA Reddit, so I don't think it would have been that weird.
Oh, that's good.
I've woken up to proclamations of love, asking people asking me to marry them.
Aww.
The collaboration is not the weirdest thing.
So how many marriage proposals do you have right now?
Including the one in real life, 2.
Aww, that's sweet.
Yeah,
it's pretty. And cool. Congratulations on the real life one. I hope that's a congratulations. Sometimes it's not. Okay, good.
Yeah.
You always get worried when it's a good thing, right? Tell me it's mm-hmm. a good thing.
Yeah, I totally feel that.
Okay, good. First question, that's a reward question. Anything you're looking forward to this year besides the end of quarantine, lockdown, or whatever it's called, wherever you are in the world?
Oh my goodness. I recently got a new job.
Congrats.
Yeah, thank you. It's kickstarting a career that I've kind of been wanting to get into ever since I graduated college. And so we'll see where that goes. I ended up having to move cities for it. So this is actually the very first thing I'm recording in my new apartment.
Oh my God, that's great.
yeah, it's cool getting to test out the audio equipment. But yeah, that's one of the really big things I'm looking forward to.
That's awesome. Yeah. Dare I ask about the cat?
Yes, he is actually in the room with me right now. Oh, no, he's not. He's in the hallway. He was in the room with me, and he was circling my legs and meowing and being like, why are you at your desk? It's not like 6 p.m. yet. So... But he's been really good.
Oh, that's good.
For anyone who doesn't know, I adopted my childhood cat from my parents.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's 15 years old, and he's an excellent little boy. Very handsome.
I know, I've seen that. I may follow you on Twitter for the cat pictures. I'm not gonna
honestly
lie.
I feel like a lot of people do at this point. Like totally valid.
What is it? Porn and cat pictures. That's it's what you give to the people.
It's porn shitposting and cat pictures, because like there's basically nothing serious on my Twitter.
That's great. What was the most difficult part about creating and being involved with the project?
Oh, most difficult? I think trying to make Taylor sound distinct from the rest of my persona was definitely a challenge, because like at a certain point in most of my audios, I am playing myself. And so trying to make like a distinct character out of both myself and what's scripted, it was different, because typically like I'm not having to play really distinct characters. So I think I did an okay job at it. I feel like I could have definitely done better looking back on it, but I that was the very first time I'd ever done something like that, and for that I still think I did okay. So
I think you did fantastic.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I think you took a while to find, but when I heard your voice, I was like, this is Taylor. This has to be Taylor.
Fuck yeah.
That's yeah. So and cool. I think the only other person who was like that was Bye Boy, who played Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not lying, because I've said it to him and I've said it before. I did actually write it with him in mind to kind of bribe him into doing it.
That's so, fucking awesome. I love that.
It's like, he's like, I don't know if I can do it, but I wrote it for you. Damn it.
Consider the following, though. I mean, you. This is you.
Exactly. Yeah, no, it was... yeah, I was so happy when you agreed to do it. Let's just put it that way. I was so happy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you invited me on. It was a blast.
Yeah, no, it was... And I think everybody worked well together, even though you weren't recording in the same room. So that really good, too. Do you ever feel awkward, uncomfortable, uneasy when you make audios with someone? For example, how did you feel about collaborating on the intimate scenes? Was it awkward or not at all?
So what was more awkward to me is that I didn't have any like feedback from my partner. So I wasn't sure how genuine my reactions would end up being. I would have much preferred to have some sort of feedback. I feel like that would have been less awkward for me. There's still a certain amount of awkwardness when you do get that feedback, though, because, like, you're voice actors and you're going through a really intimate scene. But I don't know. I feel like I would have preferred having feedback, and that would have made it significantly less awkward.
not sitting in a room alone.
Yep, not sitting in my room alone, kind of just go, moaning into my fucking microphone. I'm sorry I cussed so much.
Well, it's fine. How long did it take to record your part?
I think I spanned it over a couple of days. I would, because my voice is actually relatively delicate. And so I can't really bulk record like some VAs do. And so I had to do like two parts for every couple of days or something along those lines. So it took a while. And that also made it a little harder to stay in character, but it was definitely the right way to do it, because otherwise I would have shredded my voice.
And it's important not to shred your voice.
It really is. Like, I have to use this in real life, too. Like, it's not just a thing that floats around on Reddit, so...
And speaking of, because you said, so you've done this collaboration, but you've also done other collabs. Are you thinking you're going to do more?
I am working towards doing one more. I'm not entirely sure what it's going to look like yet. It's going to be a piece of a series. I know that much. But I'm working with one of the voice actors I met doing my own podcast. And so we'll figure that out eventually.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's essentially we're both playing art instructors. So it'll be interesting.
I'm thinking of a Kids in a Hall skit when you say art instructor. So that's where my mind goes.
Oh, my cat jumped up onto the windowsill.
Hi, cat. This is the second reward question. In general, ooh, what are your book recommendations?
Oh my God, book recommendations? Okay, so my favorite book of all time is a book called Black Wings Has My Angel. It was written in like the 50s or 60s or something along those lines. And it's about a dude who broke out of prison and a prostitute he met pulling off a bank heist. And... it's so out there. Like, it's a lot of fun. And the gist of the book is that they meet up and then they plan this bank heist in Colorado Springs, and then they live off the money, and then horrible things start happening because they weren't expecting like the ramifications of being rich and things like that. So that's definitely my favorite book. If you want to read something a little more long form, like a series or something along those lines, The Dresden Files is top notch. My dad read them first, and then I picked them up, and I'm still working through them, but they're definitely a lot of fun. Detective noir fantasy type deal. So it's about a wizard in Chicago in modern day. So it's pretty cool.
That's cool.
But yeah, if you ever have the chance, definitely pick up Stormfront and just kind of page through it. It's a lot of fun.
That's amazing. What is one thing you've learned about yourself as a creative after finishing this massive project?
Oh my goodness. That I much prefer having everyone at least in the same voice call when we're recording for a big collab. I realize that that's not the best way to do it. And it's not always easy to do it that way, but I can't imagine what Eli was going through with the editing, trying to piece together all these really distinct characters and with all the variance between how people record. I know I had a lot more sibilance in mind than I thought I did, and I feel really bad about that because... Oh, sibilance is never fun to deal with, but yeah, I think as a creative, collaborations are definitely easier when the person is at least on the other end of the line.
And that leads into the next question.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Is it easier to perform a voice actor with a silent listener script or a voice actor with a voice actor script?
Oh man. I'm not entirely sure. I think it's entirely different mindsets, in my opinion. Cause when it's a silent listener, I tend to be able to like imagine a listener in front of me responding. When it's another voice actor, you get a little more of like genuine reactions, at least from me. And so I don't want to ramble too much about that. Otherwise, I'm just going to completely go off on a tangent. But yeah, I think it's just a completely different mindset. I don't think one is harder than the other.
That's good. So when you're dealing with a big project, how do you find the motivation to keep going?
Oh, big project. Well, I definitely cut up my projects into small phases so that I get more more serotonin from completion.
God, I love that serotonin.
I am addicted to serotonin. Lord knows it. But with big projects, like I said, I definitely like to partition them out into smaller pieces. And that helps me stay motivated because I'm hitting more completion marks more quickly. And so every time I hit a completion mark, I get a boost of motivation. And so that's how I stay motivated.
That's actually really clever.
Yeah, I've been in a lot of therapy, and that was one of the big recommendations that my therapist had for me, because I've always struggled with like motivation and discipline, and now that I've started using that strategy, it helps a lot to That's getting amazing. Things done.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Of all the work you've done, and we're actually going to include stuff that you've done after the project, because obviously it took a while to get around to doing this, for obvious reasons, I think, if you read the news. What is the work that you've done that you're the most proud of?
Oh, man. If you had asked me this, like, before I had released anything other than the project, it would have definitely have been the project. But recently, I released a Valentine's Day type thing. It was for the Gone Wild Audibles Valentine's Day contest, and it was an audio about a Yandere imaginary friend. And my whole concept with that was that your imaginary friend is actually like the void given form. And so I did quite a bit of editing and distortion to make me sound like an otherworldly creature. And I think it turned out really well. I was really nervous putting out that audio that it would completely and utterly flop, but it got a decent amount of upvotes, so I'm really pleased with it.
That's amazing.
I think that's at this point what I'm most proud of, because that was a feat in editing as opposed to like a feat in voice acting. So completely different kind of like Taylor was definitely a feat in voice acting. But this void person, Lazaretto, was a feat in post-production.
Lazaretto, I can't, because I know I saw that, and because of the opening, because this is how my mind works, I immediately was like, Lazarus. That's what I do, like, right away. So just, like, ignore the rest of the word, it's this word now.
Yeah, I totally get that. Like, I do that all the time.
Okay, good. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Yeah, you're definitely not the only one.
But I love the, like, the void take form thing, because I know for me personally, because people ask you, what's your type, right? What are you thinking of when you hear audios? What are you thinking of when you're writing? In your case, what are you thinking of when you perform? And I'm just like, I kind of just have a shadow person in my head. They've got no other distinguishing feature. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's so wild.
Yeah, so I'm just like, yay, there's an audio about this now. This is great.
Yeah, yeah.
It's for people like me. There you go.
As long as you like being held down by a six-armed being, yeah.
But we couldn't go seven, that'd be too much.
No, I couldn't figure out where to put a seventh arm, to be completely honest with you.
Okay, sorry, because I get off on tangents, because I like talking with people, because it's lockdown.
Yeah, I totally feel that. I've been alone in this apartment for several weeks, and it's not fun.
Oh, God. So you write some of your own scripts, right?
Yes, I do. I write the majority of what I do.
That's what I thought. What script that you've written would you like to actually have happen in real life?
Oh, man. Let me scroll back through my little archive, because I write them all on my phone.
I love it when people have to scroll through their archive to answer a question.
Right? Okay. Can I pick a script that... Okay, I just saw something that hasn't been performed yet, but I finished recently. Can I pick a script that I haven't performed yet?
Yeah, yeah, you totally can.
Okay, so this one, I guess whoever's listening will get a little sneak peek at what I'm about to be doing. It's a thing called From Life. It's a Friends to Lovers that specifically features a Black listener. And that person is, the gist of this is that that person got a gig at their university to be a life model for a life drawing class, which entails standing nude in front of a bunch of art students while they attempt to draw you. And so I, as the speaker in this, am trying to acclimate that person to being a life model, because like not everyone is used to having a bunch of eyes on them while they're nude. And one thing leads to another. They fuck on the drawing horse and live happily ever after.
One thing leads to another and we have this sex act. It'll be fine. That's amazing.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time writing the script, and I'm really sad that it's taken me this long to write it, because I know from a lot of my interactions on Twitter that the women of color of GWA often feel alienated with certain language used in audios. And so I was trying to really nail this one and get it done right, which is why it's taken so long.
But that's that's understandable. You know
what
I mean?
I'd much rather do it right the first time than create something that's insensitive.
So. Yeah. And I think it's easier to go through that editing process and that checking and getting advice or whatever mm-hmm. before it's actually out there. When it's out there, even if the intention is good, there's always going to be confusion and stuff like that, right? If you don't get it right off the bat.
Exactly.
Well, that's great. I look forward to hearing that. And now we all know about you and drawing horses.
I was an art student back in college, so I definitely had quite a few fantasies of getting it on in the studio. It gets so boring there sometimes. Sometimes you're there at midnight just trying to put can't talk today apparently. Trying to pull prints constantly, and you're just like, wow, this is so boring. I wish there was someone on my dick right now.
Multitasking, right?
Honestly, you just kind of stand under the press, and I'll continue to pull prints while you just kind of
just do your thing. It'll be fine.
Exactly.
Do you have a favorite couple or character from the collab?
Oh, man. So this is, I feel like even if I could vote for myself, I wouldn't, because Oliver and, Liam. Oliver and Liam, stole the show. They were just so perfect. And there was so much character development in that relationship, and we packed it all into the span of 20 minutes.
what was it? My intro on the Discord was, remember, character development that would take months is going to happen in 5 minutes. Don't complain.
Yeah, I remember reading that in I think it was a disclaimer on the script.
Yeah.
Or something along those lines. But yes, you did put that in. And that was an automatic chuckle. And but yeah, Oliver and Liam, definitely chef's kiss, best couple. Olivia and Taylor were absolutely adorable, but there wasn't nearly as much character development in there, and I am a sucker for character development, so.
Yeah,
no offense to Octavia and what was his name?
Jonathan.
It's been so long.
I know.
No offense to Octavia and Jonathan, but
what was
they
it?
Were.
I did the script, and I didn't realize that throughout the entire script, I misspelled Jonathan.
Oh my god!
So that's why Eli's name on the server is Joe Nathan, because that's how it was spelled originally.
Oh my god! That's amazing.
Yeah, so every time it's like, oh, who is this character? I always want to go, Joe Nathan. That's who it was.
Joe Nathan. Oh, that's perfect. That's so perfect.
No, surprisingly, because the couple that I spent the longest writing was actually Taylor and Olivia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's why I was just like, Oliver and Liam, I was like, why does... I'm glad that people gravitate to couples, but to me, I was like, I literally remember recycling like beats that I did for previous scripts and changing things around for their stuff. So I'm just like, I'm like, well, why do I bother writing from scratch then? I'll just recycle all my shit now.
Good artists create, great artists steal, even from themselves.
How
that's fun to know.
Yeah, no, it's that was the thing that I'm happy to see the feedback. It's just one of those things from like a creation perspective. I was like, huh. So the couple I spent the least time on.
Yeah, it's an example of the sunk cost fallacy. Like, people are gonna gravitate to the thing you least expect them to, which is really unfortunate.
How do you feel after having completed such a big audio production? Was there any sort of personal realization or new understanding about yourself and your skills and your capabilities?
I think the biggest realization was that I have a long way to go with voice acting. 'Cause I had never really played distinct characters, and I feel like I've already said that, but I have a lot of practice that needs to happen in order to really like get to the level where I am satisfied with my performance. But it's one of those things where, as an artist, you are extremely critical of yourself and never really think that anything you do is up to par. So it was just a reminder of like, I have a long ways to go, but I need to be like cognizant of the fact that it takes a lot of practice. Yeah.
Well, I think you're great, so I'm looking forward to what you do later. And apparently I've been so out of the loop on checking people's audios, I have to like dive into everyone's stuff. Because doing this would be like, what are you most proud of? I'm like, oh shit, I didn't know about this one. I didn't know about that one. I'm like, I'm a terrible person.
Yeah, the creative train definitely hasn't stopped.
So. No. What was it? My favorite saying is the fuck train has no brakes.
It really doesn't, though.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. So we are on the last two questions. So this is the last of the relevant questions. And then we get the one that was so out of left field, I have to ask it.
Hell yeah.
So,
hell yeah.
How did you guys approach this big of a project? So I know you talked about breaking it up, but like, was there anything you did to prepare for it?
I did a lot of practicing away from the microphone. My partner was actually relatively instrumental in shaping how exactly Taylor talked. 'Cause I would kind of demo different cadences, different things that just distinctified Taylor from my normal voice. And he got to pick a lot of them. So, fun fact. But I definitely did a lot of my practicing away from the microphone, and then I did one run with the microphone off but in front of it, and then I did my recording. So,
oh, wow.
I definitely approached it like a very standard acting gig, and that was probably the best thing I could have done, because I think if I had winged it, it would have just sounded like me.
That's amazing.
I definitely was like, I gotta get into character. I gotta distinctify. We gotta be cool about this. And so, yeah, I put a lot of effort into trying to get into character.
And I think it paid off.
I think it did too.
Yeah, it really paid off. Okay, the question that was completely out of left field, and the person in fact acknowledged that it wasn't on theme, is...
Oh boy.
Who are some of the VAs on the subreddit? I'm actually going to say subreddits because there's several now.
Yeah, there are.
That you think you can individually take in a bare knuckle fight?
In a bare knuckle fight? That's very out of left field. Holy shit.
Yeah, I told you.
Okay, so I'm not convinced that I could take either Eli or Tom Banter in a fight. So we're just going to push them out of the picture right now. definitely couldn't take Huntsman. Oh, God. I feel like Bunny would beat my ass, too. So the problem that I have is that I am not, like, I'm not a big, burly person. Like, I'm actually pretty small. And so I'm scrappy in fights. But, like, I never assumed that I could win a fight with anyone larger than myself. And the vast majority of people that I would be willing to fight from the GWA subreddits are larger than myself. So I'm not entirely sure. Oh man, I haven't been as avid as of a listener as I used to be either. So I'm not really sure. I feel like, you know what? I might get dragged for saying this, but I feel like I could beat the shit out of Butterscotch Pirate.
Sorry, the name alone, it's just like, could you envision that on a marquee?
Right?
Like, fight right? Tonight?
He's such a cool dude, though. Like, he appeared on the podcast I was very briefly running, and he was really fun, but I do feel like I could beat his ass.
That's amazing! I'm happy you actually answered the question, because everybody's been avoiding it so far.
Oh my god.
Except for me. I was like full on, yeah, I can take Eli in a fight. Hunt is the tricky one, because I just have to put him off guard, then I'd be fine. But Eli mm-hmm. could totally take.
Yeah, I feel that. Oh man, that was a great question. I love that.
Is there anything you want to say to the people?
Oh god. Thank you for putting up with my bullshit on the internet. Because, like, approximately 10% of it is on brand, and then the rest of it is just me being chaotic. So, like...
Well, look, like, apparently I walk around with 6 dicks, so, like, I'm not going to complain about chaos. I am not in a position to complain about that.
Oh, man. I do feel kind of bad that a lot of my online presence outside of my GWA account is, so a lot of it being my Twitter, because that's the only other online presence I have. But I feel like my Twitter is just not at all what people expect it to be, and so it has a disclaimer, but I do feel somewhat bad, because like most of the other VAs are like tweeting horny thoughts or like self-promoting or promoting others, and then I'm just posting pictures of my cat.
I think, you know what, plug your Twitter. People need to see the cat. That's what
okay.
I say.
Okay, so Twitter is @Dulcet_Tom. So if you want to see my beautiful, beautiful boy, definitely check me out. Self-promotion.
and you do plug your audios on there and your scripts.
Mm-hmm. I do occasionally. I usually will throw like a, hey, I just completed this, and then that's the end of it. I don't really like do anything else. I do occasionally do hand picks. Sometimes people will ask for hand picks.
All right. Yeah, well, what is it? It's hand picks, cozy traps, and I think there was something else going on. Was it plaid?
Yeah, flannels. Flannel was happening. Flannels has been happening since dusk. So it's been a while.
Someone's trying to make cardigans a thing too, I saw.
Oh my god, I want them to do that. I don't have any, but I love cardigans.
Okay, so you heard it here first, folks. Dulcet's getting cardigans. So
I'm about to go buy myself a cardigan if it becomes a thing. Like, I will go to JCPenney right now.
JCPenney won't know what hit them. That's what's going to happen.
No, they won't. I'm going to walk out with every single cardigan they have.
All right, well, bye-bye to the people.
Bye. See y'all.